This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Kremlin spokesman expressed concern Thursday about the arrival of U.S. soldiers and tanks in Poland. He said the arrival of U.S. forces is a threat to Russian security. The first contingent of U.S. soldiers arrived in Poland from Germany Thursday. Eventually, the U.S. plans to station more than 3,000 soldiers in Poland. The mission, dubbed the Atlantic Resolve, will see troops, tanks, and military vehicles rotate between Poland and several other nearby NATO countries, including Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Romania, Bulgaria, and Hungary. An international conference on the reunification of Cyprus has opened. Lisa Schlein reports.
The conference was opened by newly appointed UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Flanked by the leaders of the Greek and Turkish Cypriot communities, Guterres told reporters in Geneva that he was encouraged by the progress being made toward a settlement. Guterres, however, lowered expectations of a quick fix, saying hard work, not miracles, will get the job done. He said participants would work for however long it took to come up with a concrete solution acceptable to the two sides. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The United States military released details Thursday about a joint operation in Afghanistan last November that resulted in the death of 33 civilians. Residents and Taliban insurgents say the attack on the village of Bose in Kunduz province flattened dozens of houses. In addition to the deaths, 27 people were wounded. General John Nicholson expressed deep regret for the loss of innocent lives. He pointed out the attack was defensive. This is VOA News. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper has told President-elect Donald Trump that the U.S. intelligence community did not create a document purporting to contain scandalous information about Trump obtained by the Russians. Earlier this week, a digital media site posted what it said was the full dossier in question. The dossier alleges tawdry personal conduct by Trump. It also alleges that the Russian government had been cultivating, supporting, and assisting Trump for years. Clapper says he told the president-elect the intelligence community has not made any judgment about the information is reliable, and says he does not believe it was leaked to the media by intelligence sources. Trump's choices to lead the Department of Defense and Central Intelligence Agency distanced themselves from the incoming president by advocating a tough approach toward Russia. The statements came Thursday during testimony at congressional confirmation hearings. CIA nominee Mike Pompeo said Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election was an aggressive action taken by the senior Russian leadership. He called for robust American response. Defense Department nominee General James Mattis told the Senate Armed Services Committee that the post-war balance of power is being threatened more than ever by Russia. Also, the Senate passed a waiver that would allow Mattis to run the Pentagon despite his recent active service. The Republican-led U.S. Senate has taken its first step to scrap President Barack Obama's health care program. Republicans have made appealing the Affordable Care Act, popularly known as Obamacare, one of their top priorities. The Senate voted 51-48 early Thursday, to approve rules that allow repeal legislation to go forward with a simple majority and not be subject to a filibuster by Democrats. The U.S. accused China Thursday of illegally dumping aluminum on the world market at artificially low prices to boost its aluminum industry at the expense of U.S. companies. The Obama administration alleged that China is providing cheap loans and illegal subsidies for low-priced raw materials to its aluminum manufacturers to undercut the price of the metal on the world market. Former Secretary General of the United Nations Ban Ki-moon arrived back home in South Korea on Thursday amid mounting expectations that he will run for president. Ban was greeted by crowds of supporters at Incheon Airport near Seoul. When asked about entering the race for president, he would not commit to doing so, but did indicate he is leaning in that direction. Briefly looking at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are down at this hour. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.